Several months ago, I asked Jane Wallace, David Garcia, Ziggy Lever, and Lucy Mail, Isla Martin, Aaron Lee, Balamohan Shingade, and Nkosi Nkululeko to wonder with me and contribute to what a spacious atrium is. What disparate parts make up its whole? The text above was issued as a prompt to these contributors. At that time, the idea was only partly formed in my mind, but ready to be opened out to a wider collective. Gathered in this issue are the results of that invitation. Jane Wallace introduces an atrium close to us here at the physics room in Ototahi, writing about Te Kawe by Mata'aho Collective, a new artwork installed at Te Puna o Waifetu, Christchurch Art Gallery. This glassy, vast atrium may be considered the imago of a spacious atrium, to borrow the term which Ziggy Levitt unpacks in his contribution. Ziggy searches for the imago, the ideal snail, which may turn out to be just a shell and not a snail at all. The snail shell that sits mysteriously, whose occupation or vacancy is unsure. Zooming out from the garden in David Garcia's fifth map, you may see either a microscopically detailed image of something from the seafloor or a topographical view of the islands in Te Moana Nui a Kiwa. In his work, David proposes an unsettling of conventional digital cartographic practices. In doing so, he invites readers to consider cartography as a generative and reparative tool in decolonizing methodologies. Isla Martin's contribution is founded in the abundance of meanings held within a series of kupu Māori. Iwi describes both strength and bone, whānau, both an extended family group and the act of being born. As the text says, Māori similarly denotes a breadth of context-specific meanings. Isla's narrative text reflects a sense of spaciousness inherent in language, in its capacity to resist or unravel ideas of a fixed identity. A conversation with Aaron Lee resulted in an impassioned rant about frustrating encounters with art in hallways. On the one hand, Aaron is sympathetic, miffed at passers-by ignoring the art. On the other hand, she is disappointed by the poor selection of art for these awkward spaces. Maybe a hallway is best left a hallway. Balamohan Shingade and Nkosi Nkululeko's exchange occurs over email, and in parallel with a game of chess. Each move made 2 days, 3 days, 7 days apart. Spanning Matariki to Matariki, this game of chess will be continued in Correspondence Issue 2.2. Issue 2.2 will also find Lucy Mail writing with corresponding images sourced by Ziggy Lever. Isla Martin will be inviting a contribution from a friend and fellow writer of her choosing. Further new contributors will be invited to join the conversation. Ngā mihi, Orissa Keane, editor.